Hello, my dear listeners. Welcome back to Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are exploring stories from India and continue this season of stories about Goddess Durga. In our previous story, we saw Durga take the form of Skanda Mata. This is our fifth story of the season, and we will listen to another avatar of Durga known as Annapurna. We visit the Himalayas yet again, where Shiva and Parvati are in the mood of a game of dice. Shall we go join them? Well, this sounds really interesting. Come with me. Come on, let's go. Shiva and Parvati were really bored one day in the Himalayas, and they decided to play a game of dice. Do you remember any other story with a game of dice? Well, in the stories of Pandavas, the game of dice made an appearance. If you haven't yet listened to that story, make sure you do. Anyway, Parvati, who is an incarnation of Durga, said, "I've never played a game of dice. Can you teach me, Shiva?" Shiva said, "It is very easy. You can learn as you play along. But you need to wager something first. If you win, I'll give you my trident. If I win, what'll you give me?" Parvati said, "I'll give you my jewelry." Then they started playing. When they finished the first round, Parvati had won. Shiva had to give her his trident. A trident is Shiva's most powerful weapon, known as Trishul. He thought to himself, "Oh, beginner's luck." "Let us do another round, Parvati," he said, hoping that he would win his Trishul back. Parvati was quite excited as she had won her first round, so she readily agreed. She won this time too. Shiva tried again. He lost again. He lost his Rudraksha beads, his tiny drum, his snake. He kept trying again and again, much like people who get into gambling and end up losing more. He was also getting angry and said, "Do you realize, Parvati, that these are all possessions? In reality, neither you won nor I did. These things are just an illusion, not real." Parvati, who felt very happy about winning so far, said, "Are you saying that the things that I won aren't real and that my victory isn't real?" She felt like Shiva was being a sore loser. "Yes, that's correct. You like material things. But these things that bring comfort and luxury influence humans. What about the things that are necessary, like food and water? They are material things too. They are important too," Parvati said. Shiva said, "They are also illusion. They are not real." Parvati got very upset. She said, "I get the sense that you think that I only value material things. Material things are also a necessity to live in this world, but you won't realize it. I will disappear from your life and will only come back when you realize what you're missing," she said. And just like that, poof, she disappeared. Shiva was shocked. He didn't expect Parvati to disappear just like that. He was hoping that her anger would come down and that she would come back. But she didn't. Shiva yet again found himself without a wife. Do you remember the first time? If you don't, listen to the story of Sati and you'll know what I'm talking about. So he waited for days. Days turned into weeks. Weeks turned into months, and there was no sign of Parvati. Parvati provided material comfort to humans, and with her disappearance, people began to notice a short supply of food. The rains became infrequent, so there was also a shortage of water. While Shiva was a god, and he didn't need food to survive, he noticed that his followers began to suffer. There was famine, a drought. Well, do you know what a famine is? Famine is an extreme shortage of food. It can happen due to many, many reasons. A drought is when there are no rains and water sources like rivers, lakes, wells, they dry up. Sometimes droughts can also lead to famines. Durga realized that in her anger to prove Shiva that food and water were actually material things that were needed for life to exist, she had put the lives on earth in danger. She then transformed herself into Annapurna, a goddess of nourishment, and appeared in the city of Kashi or Varanasi, which is in present-day Uttar Pradesh. Magically, with her powers, she created food and water and began to distribute to the people of Kashi. The people of Kashi were no longer suffering in hunger. Word spread from Kashi to nearby villages and towns and cities that food was available in Kashi. People came in large numbers and Goddess Annapurna didn't disappoint them. Anyone that came to Goddess Annapurna went back with their stomachs full. News traveled to the Himalayas too. Shiva realized that his wife had reappeared and that it was time to ask her forgiveness. He took his bowl and went to Kashi and begged Annapurna to give some food for his followers. He said, "Dear Parvati, I seek your forgiveness. I was wrong. And you were right. People need necessary material things for life to exist. Please forgive me and come back to the Himalayas." Annapurna filled his bowl with food and smiled. The world began to go back to normal. It started raining, crops had started to grow, and famine and drought disappeared, much to the relief of the people. That is the story of Annapurna, my friends. Durga taking the form of Annapurna is not just about nourishing the life on earth, but also opening Shiva's eyes about what's really needed for people. Shiva also accepted his mistake, which led to both of them reconciling. Did you know that Annapurna is also one of the tallest mountain peaks in the Himalayas? Well, I hope you enjoyed this story. If yes, make sure you leave a rating. Now, we continue this season of Durga Stories next week. Till then, I'm Divya and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.